The next patient is Laura Kirby. The last name is K-I-R-B-Y. It's a clinical case of a 42-year-old white female that has a history of type 1 diabetes since she was 11 years old, period. The patient handles the diabetes with insulin pump and PRN insulin. She's followed by the endocrinologist, period. The patient has diabetic retinopathy and diabetic nephropathy that has been going on for a long time. As a matter of fact, when the patient was admitted to the hospital, she has to be placed on hemodialysis. And this hemodialysis was being done through a perm cut in the right internal jugular vein that exits in the right infraclavicular area and that is not infected at the present time, period. The patient, while on hemodialysis, showed a partial recover of the kidney function. The patient was getting extremely sick during the dialysis, and she was weak, she was tired, she was anxious, uncomfortable, many pains in different parts of the body, and she decided to quit the hemodialysis. We have been very concerned about that situation. And on the other hand, we think that she is a better candidate for peritoneal dialysis. Because of that past history with hemodialysis. Period. The patient has one of the insurances that are very difficult to deal with. And at the present time, my intention is to look for a placement of a peritoneal dialysis catheter and start the dialysis early. She continues to be a CKD4 going into the stage five with a creatinine of 3.8, the BUN43, sodium 140, potassium 4.4, chloride 103, and CO2 22. The patient has an estimated GFR that is 14 mL per minute. There is no evidence of anemia. The hemoglobin is 13, and the hematocrit 38.9. The patient has a minimal amount of protein in the urine, period. The dialysis administrator for the clinic was present during the discussion, and what we are going to aim for is a placement of the peritoneal dialysis catheter, providing that the insurance covers the procedure and do an early start in peritoneal dialysis. Number two, type 2 diabetes under fair control. The patient was recently in the hospital because of the periods of hypoglycemia, and the new adjustments in the pump and in the administration of the insulin were done. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of heart failure that is not present at the present time. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is mixed and that is under control, and hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to proceed with the above mentioned plan, and we will see the patient as needed within the plan that we have.